This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
That's Dan Menigan. I'm Jeff Phelps. We've solved the problems of the Browns offense, so I'm glad everybody enjoyed that so much.
What we do.
We've heard from Ken Dorsey today, the offensive coordinator. We got Mike Silver's input. He just talked to Kyle Shanahan, did a whole book. They know each other. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, chimed in. Nick Costo said when they benched Sean Watson, man, we've had opinions all over the place today. So go back and listen to all of that stuff. You can do that on the Odyssey app or 92.3thefan.com. The most urgent, pressing thing right now, it's game four. It's Guardians playing for their season. They lose tonight, done. It's over. Thus why I hate the five-game series and the expanded playoffs and blah, blah, blah. And I thought Chris Rose said it really well the other day when he said, of all the sports, the toughest one for the best team to win is baseball. And I thought, well, that's exactly right because of the nature of baseball and because of the way the playoffs are set up. That said, this is the way it is. You don't have a choice. This is what you have to do.
Can I throw you a hypothetical that was thrown at me?
By all means, yes.
Okay.
Go.
What if the team that gets the bye gets a win?
I've heard that before. I don't mind that. I don't mind that. It rewards the team that had the better regular season, which, by the way, is something.
Yes, it should mean something.
Yeah.
Because right now what we're watching, I mean, let's be real honest here. So the Dodgers are up right now. They had the bye. They're up in that series.
No, they're tied.
No, that series is tied. I apologize. That series is tied. My bad, my bad.
Yankees,
so that one's tied.
Yankees
going
are up
five.
On the Royals. They had the better record.
Right. Yanks are up on the Royals. The Guards are down, and the Phillies are out.
I mean, the Guardians won 92 games. The Tigers won 86. That should mean something, shouldn't
right.
it?
We play 162 games.
To find out who the best team is.
And I get it. Like,
and the way baseball is played, anything can happen in one game, two games, three games, five games. That's not a bad... I don't mind that thought at all.
I don't mind it either. It makes me wonder if that's the direction they maybe should go when they talk about this again.
Because if you're talking about a five-game series, I mean, that narrows the... I mean, that really tightens it up even more, you know? Mm-hmm. So...
Now, TV might have an issue with that.
Oh, yeah.
TV ratings are up, so that's a positive right there. Fox is saying numbers are up. TBS saying numbers are up, so life is good. But, yeah, going to TV executives and go, hey, there's an outside shot that we might have less games. And see how well that goes over.
So let me – can I don't mean to not say anything here.
Of course.
Baseball's a really simple game.
You can throw the ball.
You can do all kinds.
Hit the ball.
You can strategize like crazy. You
catch the ball.
You could say that Stephen Vogt mismanaged the game yesterday. If you want to. Bottom line is your guys did not hit and did not score and have not scored. If your pitcher doesn't get shelled and you score some runs, you win baseball games. If your pitcher is lights out and your team scores one run, you win a baseball game. So I'd love to say that there's some magic formula for tonight, but there's not. The formula is this. Hey, Tanner Bibee, be pretty good, please.
Yeah.
And offense, could you please score four runs? Score four. Score three and give them a chance. You know, a pitcher who takes the mound and knows that he has to be perfect is sometimes prone to not pitching the way that he wants to pitch. You know what I mean? He's thinking, man,
I can't walk this guy.
If I can't nibble here. I gotta throw a strike. Well, that strike might end up being a middle fastball that somebody just smashes over the fence. Where if he thought his team might score four runs in the game, or if he had a 2-0 lead, he's not throwing that pitch there. So score a couple of runs, take the heat off Bibee, let him be himself and go. There's no magic formula, Dan. Get decent pitching and score some runs. Done.
Yeah. You got to hit. Somebody's got to hit. It's that simple. And it might even just be as simple as Jose Ramirez. You need to hit. You got to draw some walks, buddy.
Jose's not had a good series, but that doesn't mean he's slumped. It's been three games.
He's also a Hall of Famer. I'll go out and say it. He's a Hall of Famer. I think when it's said and done, he will be a Hall of Famer. And it'll be one of those where people around the country will go, Jose Ramirez is a Hall of Famer? And then look at his number and go, holy crap. Yeah, this guy's a Hall of Famer. Why didn't we talk about him more? Like, it kind of feels like that'll be the Jose Ramirez career arc. So you need Josh Naylor to do a little bit better than what he's doing right now.
Well, can I throw this at you?
Please.
Josh is one of three Guardians who are hitting more than 200 in this series. That's it. There are only three guys who are hitting higher than 200. Stephen Kwan's having a great series. He's 455. He's 5 of 11. Brian Rocchio, the man that everybody talked about, oh my God, his offense, blah, blah, blah. But at least he has a good glove. He's hitting 333. He's the only guy on the team with more than one extra base hit in the postseason. The only one. He's got two doubles. He's 3 for 9. And Josh Naylor is hitting 273. Everybody else, well, David Fry's at 200. Everybody else is 182 or lower. Lane Thomas is 182. Jose, unfortunately, is 1 of 9. That's 111.
I know that's not how this team is built, but you've had one home run this series.
Yeah,
You've had one home run.
Well, and now, it came in the first inning.
You're also playing in a ball yard that's one of the hardest to hit a home run out of.
Yes. But, boy, that center field, left field area, those gaps are just huge, man.
But if
and you can put condo developments out there in that outfield.
If you can get a Jose Ramirez hard hit ball into one of those gaps, Stephen Kwan
That's a triple.
That's a triple. That's the whole thing with this. Detroit has done such a good job with limiting the amount of hard contact the Guardians have had, and that has got to change. And I'm not saying the ball needs to perpetually clear the fence. I am not saying that we need a whole bunch of, to use your terminology, beer league softball players to show up. But boy, it would be nice if somebody could put a charge into a baseball.
In other words, big fat guys who can hit. I like big fat guys who can hit.
I mean, Matt Stairs made a hell of a career out of it.
Give me John Kruk every day of the week.
Dave Kingman smiling somewhere.
Downtown, he was long and lanky.
Good point. Cecil Fielder smiling
there
somewhere.
There you go. Downtown Tommy's with us. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Jeff. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Thank you. You guys do a great job. Your analysis, you know, I told you that. I know I've called before, but you guys talk more about baseball than some of these other stations. And I do listen to other stations at times because I drive for a living.
Of course.
But you guys talk more about baseball. And I just love it because I'm a baseball guy. But I have to ask you, so I know you guys just mentioned it, so you kind of took the thunder, but, you know, what do we got to do to win today? And, they're going to empty that bullpen early, you know what I mean? And
Let me flip it, Tommy. Boy, it sure would be nice to see Tanner Bibee have it and go about six, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I tell you, I like him. He's a competitor. Now, I'm not saying that the other guys aren't competitors. Did you guys watch the game, off the game, live yesterday, the game yesterday?
Yes.
I did.
Did you see that shot where Ramirez was throwing stuff, Jose, after that last at-bat? I wish I saw more of that. You know what I mean? It's like you know how much these guys want to win. So you know they're just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Maybe they're pressing, Tommy.
Well, and here's the other one, too.
I don't want to see guys throwing stuff. That means they weren't successful.
Well, here's the other one, too, Tommy. If I remember correctly, did Jose Ramirez do that after hitting a ball decently? Because they've ran into some bad luck. And I know that's what nobody wants to hear when it comes to baseball. But, boy, it plays into it. They've run into some bad luck where they've hit some hard balls and they've just been at people.
Yeah, and you know, you got to have luck on your side. We both know that. I will say this about some of the moves yesterday. If this ends today, like, which we hope we don't, Voight's going to look back. He may have said some things in that press conference yesterday afterwards, but I think when he goes back and looks at it, he's going to think, you know, maybe rethink some things. But, you know, these players know the way that he's managing, and he pulls people, you know, for the percentages. So I think the players really do understand that. You know, the only change I would make, in my opinion, in baseball is Chris Rose is right. It's unfair for teams that the Guardians that have fought so hard this year to have a deep roster, one, and to have a competitive roster and fight the injuries all year. You know, maybe you make it where in a five-game series where you get four home games. But like to see, you know, why do we have all these days off? Why can't they make this a seven-game series, Jeff?
Well, they've decided not to, Tommy, and thank you for the phone call. And the reason why? What happens when you expand playoffs in any sport? More television product. What happens when you get more television product? More television revenue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally, and I know this will never happen, and I know I'm way off base on this. I want to see the two best teams. That's it. If I have to, I'll take the three division winners and one wild card, and I'll play 2 7-game series to get to the World Series. I do not need extra playoff teams in Major League Baseball. And I know I'm in a vast minority on that, and I know there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. They will not eliminate playoff teams.
Nope.
Because that eliminates television product, which eliminates revenue.
More teams equals more volatility. More volatility equals more TV product. More TV product equals more interesting baseball. As much as we will sit here and I will yell and scream if the Dodgers get knocked out about how the best team in baseball got knocked out. It's reality.
I do enjoy playoff baseball. I mean, it's great fun. It's really cool. But at the same time, I think you almost have to realize, and Andy has made the joke before, oh, good, let's give them a trophy for having the best record in the regular season. That's your best team. That's your best team. Afterwards, it's a baseball tournament. And in baseball tournaments, anything can happen. And we've seen that. Well, look at the Phillies. That's a perfect example. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.